Oh, by 12 verses. And it reads this way, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Jude 24 starts off with the same three words. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from fault and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Now to him that is able. Now to him that is able. Says it in both books. Now to him that is able.
Yes.
God is able.
Yes.
God is able.
Thank you, Jesus.
God or Jesus is able.
Okay.
First of all, he's able to do exceedingly or exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of him. Whatever it is that we ask the Lord to do, he can do much more. Praise the Lord. In other words, whatever it is that we ask the Lord to do, sometimes we might think it's a little hard. But as hard as it may seem or appear to us, God can do even more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God or Jesus, one and the same. He's a heart fixer.
Yes.
When I say a heart fixer, I'm talking about he'll get that mind right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He'll get you in the right frame of mind. He can turn you around, praise the Lord, before it's everlasting too late. He is a heart fixer.
Yes.
So you got to get your mind fixed.
Yes.
Before you come to Jesus. He's a heart regulator. Keeps it going. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is no life. Praise the Lord. Heart fixer, the mind regulator. He can do it all. The Bible declares there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Just think about it sometimes. When the enemy come upon you like a flood and pray the Lord get your back up against the wall, and it appears to be no way out, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. This is Satan's kingdom, but it still belongs to God.
Yes.
Now to him that is able.
Amen.
He's able, first of all, to save.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He's able to save because the Bible says neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The whole process of salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He is able. He's able to save you from what? From the wrath of God that's yet to come.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very little that we really understand and know about the Word of God concerning our own future. We read it, but the depth of it all, I don't believe that we have really fully understood. Because I believe if we fully understood the Word of God concerning our final position this thing, when we'll be jumping and shouting all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's so rich, so bountiful, and so beautiful, praise the Lord, the final end of a child of God, that it makes all of your service to him nothing but joy. Hallelujah. Just the idea, just the prospect of being with Jesus Christ is enough to make your soul happy indeed. When we think about how God is one day through his saving power is going to have us, it may seem kind of strange, all the saints thereof that is saved going to reign with the Lord. It may appear there wouldn't be enough room for all the saints to reign with Jesus Christ. But I believe if Santa Claus can go all over the country and whatnot, Jesus can make room for the children of God to reign. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has all power in his hand. And what makes Jesus Christ so majestic is the fact, the things that he can do. Praise the Lord. If you stop to think about it, mankind is still trying to find and develop life. And Jesus Christ just spoke the word. Hallelujah. If you think about all the power and the wisdom of God as opposed to man, you find out truly that Jesus is able. Have you ever stopped to think about the snowy season? And oftentimes it's snow and you can't get your car out for 2 or 3 days and you can't walk and you have all the sand trucks and the snow trucks to sand and the snow plows and all those kind of things. The man will walk up and down the street and have people working overtime trying to get that snow up. So when God get ready, he just let it rain. Just wash it all away.
Yes.
It's just the simplicity.
Yes.
In the way that Jesus Christ does things to let us know that all power is in his hand. Have you ever stopped to think what would happen to a bed of roses if you have them outside the window around the building and you got up and threw a big pail of water down, you knock all the petals off? Praise the Lord. But the Lord sent a rain and beat on, praise the Lord, and the petals are still there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't care how hard it rains.
Yeah.
When it's over, the petals are still there. Instead of ruining them, they grow even more.
Yeah.
God is able, is what I'm trying to say. God is able if you just see the small things, praise the Lord, that he can do, that you know that he can step in and do, praise God, God. More than we are able to ask or think of. God can do it. Just present your body a living sacrifice unto God. God will step in. I don't care, praise God, what the problem is or how, praise God, how low you may be in spirit. God is able to lift you up.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the saints this morning. Praise the Lord. We're trying to encourage you.
Right.
And keep on going with the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Those that are seeking to get to the Holy Ghost, cry out to the Lord, because God is able. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's able to save.
Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Oh,
Jesus Christ alone, hallelujah, can save mankind. He can forgive the sin of the rich and the poor, the high and the low. Pray the Lord. The powerful and the powerless, God can do.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple matter. Just come on in and say, Lord, I yield, I yield. Just give up, praise our God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and let God transform you into a new creature. God is able. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's able to secure, praise our God. Bible wrote in Hebrews 2:18 saying he's able to secure them that are tempted.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Comfort and sympathy are difficult to extend to others if we have not experienced what they're going through.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is able to bring you up from from something. In other words, God is able to give you a testimony. You don't know what it is to come from somewhere unless you've been there yourself.
All right.
Praise the Lord. You don't know what it is. You don't know what Jesus Christ can do until after he do it.
All right.
Praise the Lord. You know, you can't have the testimony and say God has healed me if you've never been sick.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why we have all things work together for good for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And love the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord has to bring you through something before you can say God can't.
Yes.
Or God will.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. One thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was God, man, he experienced it all. He was tempted in all points the same as we. He knows, he cares, and understands, and can give you comfort at a time of need. Let's go over there and look at Philippians 4:19. We all know it. What do we say over there? All right. Jesus Christ is able to supply all of your needs. I didn't say he was going to supply all of your wants, but all of your needs, everything that you want. May not be good for you. But he is able to supply all of your needs. I'm not just talking about material needs or blessings this morning. I'm not talking about food to eat or clothing to wear. But praise God, when you're depressed, hallelujah, when you have no wealth, God is able to supply what you need.
Yes.
Comfort, praise God. What did the songwriter say? What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, is there, listen there, what do you say there? The boy said, trouble anywhere.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And you know God can step in and do it because what the Bible say in the 46th Psalm? God is our refuge.
Yeah.
And our strength. A married present house in Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I like to say he's a married present
house.
Jesus Christ, praise God, is omnipresent. He don't have to come from anywhere because he's already here. He's a very present help.
Jesus.
Yeah, all you got to do is just let go.
All right.
Let go.
Yeah.
Take your burdens to the Lord and do what with them?
Yeah.
Don't bring them back with you. Leave them there.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, praise the Lord, do it for me.
Yeah.
That's why faith is, it behooves us to walk the way that God would have us to walk.
Yeah.
Talk the way that God would have us to talk.
Yeah.
Act the way that God would have us to act. Because one day you're going to have to call on Jesus.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, do it. You don't want to go to the Lord Jesus Christ hoping and wondering what he'd do it for you. Praise God. But you want to go to a great God. Say, Lord, you said that you would.
Yeah.
You got the Lord Jesus Christ right in your hand. Praise God, because God cannot lie. God, he said, anything that you ask in prayer for Jesus, praise God, you shall receive.
Yeah.
Lord God, he said also, praise God, if you ask in my name, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us God is not slack. We know he can't lie. We know he can't change. But we have it right in the palm of our hand. Lord, do it for me. When you, let me tell you something. When you walk in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise our God, you can go on to say, Lord, you said no good thing.
Yeah.
You hold through me. Praise God, as I walk up right the way, Lord, I'm walking with you. I'm calling your steps. I'm walking with you. I'm calling to your word. I'm walking with you. I'm calling to your word. God, God, I said it now in my soul, not my will, but thy will. Now, Lord, do it for me.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, saints, is able
to subdue. Thank you, Jesus.
He's able to subdue all things unto himself.
That's what Philippians 3:21 says.
He can conquer conflict, master meanness, tame trouble, praise our God, and eliminate
any problem that you might have. You know, it's a wonderful thing to serve someone like Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
When the song says something seemed to be impossible. Praise the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ can step. Some things look so impossible to me. The things that when you see something that seem to be impossible, you know the song. Praise the Lord. I'm going to learn from the song. Praise the Lord. But when it seems to be so impossible, God specializes.
God specializes. Praise the Lord. And things breathe out.
God specializes in what he do those things. God's already told us in the Word of God, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We try to figure out a surmise of how can this happen? How can this work out? How in the world can it be rectified?
You got to remember that he's the one that said, let there be light.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is speaking, and he will be.
Hallelujah.
Storm, praise God, I got to have a seat when trouble comes. Storm begin to rise. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. When trouble comes. Storm begin to rise. Hold on and stretch out.
Hallelujah.
Just the fact, praise God, that we know that we have him in our lives.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Has a way of doing things. To encourage. To save. To strengthen. Hallelujah. And to glorify himself.
God has a way. Lord has never left himself
without a witness. Hallelujah. Even on the cross. The repentant thief cried out, Lord, when you enter your kingdom, Lord, remember me. Even praying God with nails in his hand. Hallelujah. He had someone to call him Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is here. The Lord can change disappointments into his appointments. He can change situations, circumstances, and people. He can change. He doesn't change, but he can change. He can change you. He can change the situation.
Change the circumstances. Praise the Lord, as we said, we'll be changed in a moment or two tonight. Praise God, as the battle in our Jesus Christ has worked it out.
Praise the Lord, as the song said, let Jesus fix it for you.
Hallelujah. Jesus can fix it for you. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is.
Now listen.
Jesus Christ, saints, is able to sustain.
Yes, he
is. Praise the Lord. It says the Bible says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. That's Psalm 55:22.
When we commit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, he sustains us in our every walk by giving us his strength and his support.
You see, our strength is in the Lord. That's why I tell you, say, don't say, pray for me, pray for my strength in the Lord. Your strength is in the Lord. Lord is our refuge and our strength.
You don't pray for your strength in the Lord.
Yeah.
Pray that you stay in the Lord. The Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's already your strength. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Just keep on doing this. It's the key to anything from Jesus Christ is to praise him
and
to walk in his way.
Yeah.
There's simple things to do.
Yeah.
Just praise him. Just praise him. Lord Jesus Christ has created us
for his glory.
Yeah.
All we got to do is praise him and please Him. Praise and please. And God will give you the desires of your heart. Listen. He's able, as Jude said, to stabilize. Unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. The day, the world that we're living in today is unsteady, unsettled, uncertain. It offers little stability. But unto Him that is able to keep it. In other words, says, I don't care, praise God, what come upon you, God is able. He's able to keep you, praise God, from walking out the door. God is able to keep you from falling.
Yes, He is.
Don't you realize, saints, that it's the enemy's job to have you to fall away from the teaching? Fall away from the faith?
Yes.
Fall away from the love of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Now, why do you think Paul said, praise God, now I am determined?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That life or death, nothing shall separate me. Why did he say? Because Satan is constantly trying to separate children of God from the love of Jesus Christ. It shall separate me from what? From the love of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said in the word. I am determined. Hallelujah. That he wasn't going to let, praise God, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword, angels, principalities, nothing separate him from the love of God. Praise God, God. If you feel that way, praise God, you came right around and top of the day. Now, to Him that is able to keep you from falling.
Yeah.
If you have a mind to want to go on, the Lord will sustain. Let's go over here. Praise our God. And look what the 37th Psalm says. Hallelujah. Now, if you think the Lord can't keep you from falling, look what the 37th Psalm says. Hallelujah. The 37th Psalm says these words. It says, the steps of a good man, verse 23, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hallelujah. Listen, the 32nd verse says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him.
Yes.
But the Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way.
Yes.
And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it.
Jesus.
Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is what? Peace. The end of that man is peace. Praise God! I don't care what the situation is. God will give you the peace. He's already said, "My peace I leave with you."
Yes.
You see, when these things were put in the Word of God, it was put in for our consolation, for our comfort.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Peace. When the Lord said, I peace, I leave with you. Praise the Lord. He's talking about comfort, joy. Come the Lord will just give you that serenity that you can't find anywhere else. You can find it for the Lord. You don't have to go to any psychiatrist. You don't have to go to anyone. You don't have to go to J&B and all that other stuff. Just go on into your secret closet. The stomach will just move over you just like a warmth. You'll feel something transpire all within you. You feel it. You feel something. You're all right. You know, you see these movies and things where you just see these little
beams or little things like those heat waves just move on and they have this glow, but Jesus Christ can do it right from within. And just think about it, this Lord, you can be, and all of a sudden you just have this Jesus Christ can do all of these things because he is the Savior. The Bible says, praise God, he would be a Savior to his people. But that's all right. Hallelujah. He's still going to be a Savior for them, but right now he's the Savior to us. Because the Bible says he came to us all. But as many as deceived, to them gave he power, the authority to become the sons of God. And when you become a son of God, and you do these things, let's go back to the 37th Psalm. Trust in the Lord, verse number 3. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and delight thyself in the Lord. Listen to what he said. Trust in the Lord and do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fit. I just want you to trust in it. But trust means to have faith. Have faith in the Lord. In other words, whatever it is you ask the Lord to do, just believe that he's going to do it. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, supposing and hoping. You just believe that he is. That's why we have this. Of all the things in the Bible, that's what I like the most. I believe God. That's what Paul said. I don't believe nothing's going to happen. The angel spoke to me, and I believe that. God said it, and I believe. Hallelujah.
Hear what he says. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. Now whatever it is
that you want the Lord to do for you. That's why when I tell you, come on, when you come down for prayer, believe it.
Reach out and touch it for everything within you. The Lord Lord, you help me. The Lord, I need you.
You got to cry out. You got to cry out.
See, you can go on into the presence of God yourself. Now, see, the purpose of the cross, praise the Lord, has so many effects. Praise God, God. You know, the Bible said when Jesus Christ gave a ghost, the veil and the temple was rent. That means, praise God, you can go to the Lord anytime you want to. hallelujah, and present your case.
Uh-huh.
Say, Lord, that's not like mine. I can always, you know, I always say, Lord, do it for me. For me.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to do it, praise God, for Brother Hyman. Lord, you do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to do it. You do it on my account.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I don't have to have Lord, Father, nobody else to go to the Lord for a little bit like this. Lord, I know I'm walking the way the Lord had me to walk, and talking the way the Lord had me to talk, praise God, and preaching the way the Lord had me to preach, and teaching the way the Lord had me to preach. Praise God, God, I have no reservation, and I don't have any hesitation about going to the Lord. The Lord, do it for me. When I lay my hands on you, say that I expect something to happen.
Yeah.
I can't give you the Holy Ghost by laying hands, but praise God, when you ask me to pray for you,
yeah.
Praise God, your faith has to stretch out. Through my own faith, I'm expecting something to happen. If your faith in me, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is equal to mine, I believe the Lord is going to step in.
Oh,
I just believe.
Yeah.
I just believe. Why? Because I know my life is dedicated. Put the first seven songs in. I know I have been what? May the Lord committed my way to the Lord.
Yeah.
I know I trusted it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I know, praise God, I'm delighted in Him. I'm just happy I can be with you. So when you come down and I lay my hand on, I don't have to lay my hand on. I understand that sometimes when the preachers are leading the prayer for you, I say, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. I'm going to ask you, Lord, to do it.
Yes, Lord.
All you got to do is let your faith match mine. Let your faith be equal to mine, and I guarantee the Lord will do His thing. I've seen Him do it before. Praise the Lord. I'm not telling you something I heard. I've seen the Lord.
Yeah.
That's on my behalf. I've seen the Lord eat.
Yeah.
I've seen the Lord answer prayer for blessings. Praise the Lord. I've seen the Lord become a miracle worker. Hallelujah. Don't have to preach miracles as I just expected. Praise the Lord. God is able, sir,
yes,
to do anything that you have to do. I don't care, praise the Lord, what it is this moment, this day,
yes,
that you want the Lord Jesus Christ to do for you, the Lord is able.
Yes.
He is able. Not only is He able, but the Lord Jesus Christ wants to bless you.
Yes.
He wants to bless you. Don't you realize you belong to Him?
Yes.
That's why He said, what? Fret not thyself because of
the
evil. In other words, He don't want you to worry. He don't want you to worry. The Lord Jesus Christ wants you to have nothing but joy.
Yeah.
Joy. Because you see, worry, problems come from one source.
Uh-huh.
The enemy.
Yeah.
That's His sole
right.
purpose is to keep you
that's right.
from praising God.
Amen.
But what did Job say?
Oh,
think about what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I don't care what he do to me. He can kill me if he want to, but I'm still trusting. I'm still have faith in him. That's what Job is saying. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. There's a song. It goes something like this. I'm gonna.
What is it?
No, not that.
I'm gonna wait until.
My name
is That's it.
I'm gonna wait until my day.